Reveille. If only chanted litanies could change the course of centuries, would be enough, could be enough. If only silent sacred words could break the patterns, ancient pain, could shake things up, could wake us up, could light a spark that sets aflame in time for the spirit's revolution, in time for the mind to assert its domain, in time for invisible wounds to heal, in time to re-identify. One heart, one mind, one earth, one humankind, one voice, one song. Wake up, wake up, it's time. The cosmos resonates with the call. As high vibrations pierce through senses, cells, brain, emotions, mind, divinity, in whispers, whispers, resonating deep inside. A sleeping soul reverberates, divinity, divinity. Promise in a vision shimmering in a golden light. How long will we remain content to die as we were born? We've sleepwalked long enough within our prison house of finite senses, crying in midnight black blind circles, frightened and alone, though we always did as we were told. How long? How long? We relinquish for profane a sacred choice and blame external forces as we desecrate the white wonder light blocked centuries untold, though all the while we're in control. We hold omnipotence, the starlight presence, chained and sleeping deep inside. Let's wake up now to new structure, new reality, fluid as mind source, freedom, our birthright, our power, our choice, our present, our future, all in our control. Wake up, wake up. How long? When will we start to wonder why we have a brain so intricate it could, if tapped, keep galaxies ablaze with light, yet we remain content to use it like a flickering candle, barely bright enough to move us through our days and nights. How long? How long will we accept the chains that hold us like we're slaves without a fight? How long? How long? We yearn for fullness, search for joy, then look for happiness in toys. More houses, cars, fancy clothes, gold and diamonds, cocaine, champagne, Chardonnay and Beaujolais. How long? We pine for fame and self-esteem, yet barter souls for mediocrity. We close our eyes to famine, torture, and disease, yet panic for security, assert ourselves for national autonomy, autocracy, for armies, guns, and ammunition, missiles, bombers, landmines, barbed wire. Listen for the whisper, love. Listen for divinity. How long before our sacred sun, our shining vital sentinel, becomes our bitter, burning foe because we feel content each day to rape her darling jewel, her earth, with smokestacks, fossil fuels, burning oil fields, power tools, toxic stockyards, poisoned farms, atomic bombs? Such fools beyond contempt. How long? We think that we're awake and that we've reached the peak of civilization, perfect and complete, while little girls and boys lie trembling in their beds at night, approaching monsters' footsteps, fathers, uncles, pastors, priests. And women run in fear from husbands, boyfriends, brothers, men who should protect, respect them. Innocents are sold as slaves, imprisoned right before our eyes, too dull, too hypnotized, too blind to see. We are hordes of homeless rave like Jeremiah in the streets, and others shrivel up from bitter loneliness in sterile mansions, trimmed and neat. How long will we ignore the signs and symbols, hollow echoes of defeat, body surfing on the waves of change without that peace that lies beneath? How long without that peace? It's time to take a look at what we want our lives to be. Reverse direction of our sight. Look deep inside with newborn eyes. It's time to find the only place where real change resides. Divinity. Divinity. Look far beyond the dark of night, beyond illusion, earthbound sight. In silence, listen for the whisper. In solitude, seal the strong connection. In stillness, feel the warm vibrations. In darkness, bathe in a new light. To mind beams, boundaries bend and stretch. Rest in an ineffable embrace. In timeless essence, taken unaware, let awe and wonder build so filled that tears fall of their own accord. In the unspeakable softness, unexpectedly blessed, and wake into a moment new and fresh. New space for truth in a world of lies. Let's brush the sand and rub our eyes. New sight can light the fuse. Let's ride a cosmic chain reaction toward the light.